Welcome and another Thibaut Lobet radio show, the 8 kilobyte per second episode. So basically what that means is that we are gonna listen to songs, music encoded in 8 kilobyte per second. So I don't know, it's quite a popular bit rate. You got your own 8 kilobyte per second net label, 8 Ravens. We've got songs from Microbit Records. We got songs from Top of the Flops, I think for A Records, and some self-released tracks too. So I think it will be a very interesting upcoming show, especially if you like low beat, then especially this episode is especially the shit, basically. If you like that lo-fi sound, low beat sound, then you almost cannot go lower than the 8 kilobytes per second sound. I mean, in popular bit rates speaking terms. So yeah, and also later on we've got an interview with nobody less than Pater Maria, better known as the person who runs the Earlist project. Basically, he's a great, brilliant, nice guy who makes low-beat music. He released on Microbeat Records, Top of the Flops, Forum R Records, and he also got a wicked output on some tune website. I'm not sure what's the name of it, but his chiptunes are, wow, very, very interesting, not like the regular stuff. It's very punky, high-class, brainy stuff, like punk, but in a very smart way. And also, he's a nice guy, so later on we can have a listen to that epic interview too. But for now, let's enjoy the show. I hope you like the 8 kilobyte per second sound. And otherwise, fuck you and drop dead. Bye.
Yeah. today, there was murder, there was life decision in America. This is America. This is America. And I love America. I love America.
Thank you. it rain. Thank you. Thank you. ноты бьются в зеркала. Это колыбельная моя. В темном коридоре ночью раздаются в памяти шаги. И при свете лунном прыгают по стенам большие пауки. И это колыбельная моя для тебя. Белый потолок и слезы три ручья. Плавятся звезды, бьются зеркала. Это колыбельная моя. 40 тараканов на твоей тарелке доедают хлеб. Комната в общаге стала вдруг похожа на кошмарный след. И это колыбельная моя для тебя. Белый потолок и слезы три ручья. Плавятся звезды, бьются зеркала. Это колыбельная моя.
today is a very special day. I'm here on the special Tribal Love Studio to meet a nobody list and the voice of Pata Maria, who is probably better known as Elist Project. The Elist Project is indeed. He's an amazing, nice guy, and I personally respect him a lot for not only being a nice person, but also for his outstanding skills to make amazing music on impossible to work with hardware and software. Always with a high-class, low sound fit. He released on top of his friendly labels like 4MR Records, Top of the Flops,
and Infamous Lomenet Label.
And check out his latest Top of Floppy disc release with
Sorgenfreud
on Amigabit Records. I'm very glad to have him here for a quick chat, because he is a bit of a nomadic lifestyle, very difficult to track down. Hi, Pater Maria, where in the world are you at the moment, and perhaps can you explain a little bit about yourself for the idiots who might not even notice of your work?
Hi there, DJ Chicken. Hello, people listeners. I just want to say it's a great honor to be a guest here on Tribal Love Radio, because it is one of my favorite webcast stations of all times. About myself, there is not much to say, really. I started doing lo-fi electronic music back in 2004, and I've been doing pretty much the same crap ever since. The only thing that has changed over the years is my choice of tools. Back in the day, I was using a Pentium 2 with Fruity Loops, but pretty soon I got bored with it and started to use obscure freeware and open source software and also home computers from the 80s. So nowadays, I've almost completely given up on VSTs and samples, and I try to synthesize everything myself. Another characteristic of my music maybe is that I don't want to limit myself to any particular style, so my stuff can sound quite different from release to release.
I remember that I met you through MySpace, where you let me read an article of Lobby, about Lobby, for this self-made paper magazine. You described in this the Lobby scene in a very bright light. Do you remember how you came across Lobby and what your thoughts were about it?
Yes, that's a sad story about this article, actually. I had to give up the whole magazine thing because of the usual problems of having neither money nor a permanent place to stay, so only one issue of this magazine was ever released. Anyway, I don't remember so clearly how I got on the Lobit train. Back in the day, I was digging through many net labels, and so eventually some Lobit releases ended up on my hard drive. I think one of the first ones I listened to was the Yuppie Cela Fête EP by JKP, which was released on 20 kbps, if I remember correctly. Also, I remember surfing by floppyswap.co.uk one day and thinking, what on earth is this? Anyway, I pretty much immediately liked the warm, comforting sound of the low bitrate encodings. And also, I had some strange noisy material that I didn't dare to release anywhere before, because who would want to listen to that crap, no? So this whole low-bit thing finally gave me an excuse to get this material out, and so my first floppy release, kindly distributed by Format Records, came into being.
I really am a fan of your trashy stuff, but when I heard your metal skills one detail, I peed my pants from excitement. Your chip tunes are so enjoyable, fresh, energetic, and punk. Can you tell us where people can hear this madness, and how do you manage to create something so brainy into something so punk?
Well, the punky sound mainly comes from the machine that I use for wanted music, which is a Sinclair ZX Spectrum. You have to know that most home computers of the 80s have a so-called sound chip, which basically works like a miniature synthesizer. The original ZX Spectrum doesn't have that. It has only a primitive beeper, which you can switch on or off. It's like similar to the little speaker you can find in many desktop PCs. The one that makes beep when you switch on the computer. So what I do is basically I switch this beeper on and off very rapidly, which allows me to make polyphonic music on this monophonic device. And that has a certain sound aesthetic, of course. So if you want to hear some of my one-bit sounds, there are a few tracks available on my SoundCloud and on chipmusic.org. And you can also download most of my releases on my website, ehrlichproject.de. However, the one-bit releases there are in executable form, so you will also need a ZX Spectrum emulator if you want to listen to those, or a real ZX Spectrum, of course. In case you don't want to go through the trouble of that, I'm afraid you'll have to wait a bit longer, because soon I'll release a full-length one-bit album in MP3 form. You can also go to my YouTube channel and check out my screencast series about one-bit music.
What do you think our low-bit machine will evolve in the future? Is it evolving, or are we just part of the evolution?
I am sure many people will object to this, but I have the impression that the low-bit scene isn't really going anywhere at the moment. I think at this point we need to ask ourselves the question of where do we want to go. We could either grow, possibly risking commercialization as has happened with the chiptune scene, or we can keep things like the way they are, which means that the low-bit scene will always be small and somewhat self-referential. I mean, I wouldn't mind it either way, though it sure would be nice to have some real-world event dedicated specifically to low-bit audio. Well, rumor has it that this is already being worked on, so that's quite an evolution, I think.
I was wondering if you had perhaps any tips for the low-bit production?
Well, I'm not so sure about the skill part. I think people like Pollux or C4 have much more skill in getting the best sound out of low-bit encodings. However, I would like to encourage people to experiment more with different formats, especially with the Ogg Vorbis format, because Vorbis is not only completely open source, it has also a much clearer sound than MP3, especially in the range of 24 to 64 kilobits per second. And for a bonus, there are some interesting third-party Vorbis encoders. I especially like AOTUV, which allows you to preserve some high frequencies at extremely low bit rates, thanks to a feature called noise shaping.
I know you did some magic with the logo Cynthia. I wish I could convince him to encode some of his output in a low bit, because I think it will sound sweet. Because I would invite him on the show and sing some of his shit. What would you say to a non-low bitter to convince them to open up the mind and lower the bit rate?
Well, there are many good reasons why one should lower the bit rate. It can be to celebrate a different and unique kind of sound, it can be an alternative for people with slow internet connections, or it can be a statement against music corporations who try to brainwash everyone into thinking that the ultra hi-fi is the ultimate sound aesthetic. But in the end, I think all this, the medium is the message talk is getting really old. Because these are primarily excuses to legitimize ourselves in what we are doing. And I don't think we ought to be doing that, because that is limiting our artistic freedom. It's like real artists listen to their feelings. They don't need to provide an intellectual explanation for what they do. And that's also the reason why I've given up on the whole convincing business. People need to feel the magic for themselves. Either you enjoy the low-bit sound or you don't. So if producers out there are wasting 90% of their time trying to create a perfectly clean sound rather than focusing on the actual music, that's not really my problem. In Loco Santia's case though, I'd say just play his stuff in low-bit. I'm sure he won't mind the extra exposition, even if he doesn't like the low-bit sound.
Are you having any plans for the future? Are you going to tour again? Do you have any upcoming releases or projects that you are working on? Next to surviving, of course.
One thing I would really like to do is tour in Eastern Europe. But as usual, I'm in a very bad situation financially, so I don't think it will happen anytime soon. But of course, I'm open to invitations. Anyway, my next one-bit music demo for the Zetix Spectrum is almost ready and will be released soon. Also, as I've mentioned before, there will be a one-bit album later this year.
Thank you so much for this wonderful interview. I wish you all the best for the future and see you soon, I hope, again in the low-bit land.
Again, thanks for having me here. All the best wishes for all the low-bit producers out there, and stay lo-fi.